All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, that was shed for the remissions of our sin. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your compassion. Lord, we bless you and we praise and we magnify your name today, Lord, because you are good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And we pray that the power and the glory of the Lord will be revealed in our lives today. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our ally, our counselor. We thank you, Lord, that you've not left us alone, but you sent back the Holy Spirit to be with us, to help us, to lead us, and to guide us. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for being a healer. We thank you for being a deliverer. We thank you for supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. We bind the strong men of mind control and perversion and lack and insufficiency, and we pray that prosperity and abundance will be released into the lives of your people. I pray that healing will be released into the lives of your people. God, grant healing, grant deliverance, and grant restoration in the name of Yeshua. Lord God of Israel, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Let your enemies flee before you. Let the glory of the Lord fall upon your people. Father God, I pray that you will send forth a refreshing. Those that are ready to give up, God, send forth a refreshing. God, send forth a refreshing. God, send forth a healing in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for sending revival to the body of Christ in the United States of America. I thank you, Lord God, for the works of darkness being bound, that you would dismantle the enemy's camp and his kingdom here in the Pacific Northwest, that people would hear the gospel and receive it in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. I thank you for the glory of the Lord being revealed. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing power being released right now in the name of you. Lord, I thank you for healing tuberculosis. I thank you for that being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And I bind the spirit of bipolar disorder. I bind that spirit and I command it to come out of that individual right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for doing it. I thank you, Lord God, for healing people of mental illness, every form of mental illness being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. I come against it right now in Yeshua's mighty name. Father, fix it. Father, fix it in Yeshua's name. God, I pray for those that need a financial miracle. Lord, grant it and let it manifest in the natural realm in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for sending your warring angels to do battle on behalf of your people. God, and I pray for these young people that have these suicidal ideations. I bind that spirit of suicide and self-murder and self-harm. I bind it in the name of Yeshua. They will live and not die. I come against that generational spirit, and I command it to be bound in the name of Yeshua, that it would not take the lives of these young people, that they would live and not die. I bind the spirit of bewilderment and confusion in the name of Yeshua. And I come against you, and your power is broken right now in Yeshua's mighty name. And I speak the peace of God, the peace of God, the peace of God in your life in Yeshua's name. Now, Father, let your blessing be over this teaching today. I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor and the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to meet you once again to share the word of God. Truly, God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We are living in perilous times. Return of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah is imminent. All we got to do is look and see what is taking place in our society today. If you read the newspaper, if you listen to the news, there is a complete spirit of rebellion, lawlessness, rebellion, murder, violence, all of those things. And just recognize that this is what is happening and this is what is taking place, that we need revival. We need revival. We need God to show up. We need God to not only show up, but show out through his people. God needs yielded people, yielded vessels who will yield it, who can come in and who can be used by God to set captives free, to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Saints, we are in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve. Saints, there's a spirit of idol worship, idolatry, that is just running rampant in the body of Christ in the United States of America, in our society today. It was idol worship and idolatry that got Israel in trouble with God. And we do not realize that this is what happened, and this is what took place, and this is what happened, and this is what's taking place, and this is what's going on in our society today. It has caused a breach between us and God, and we need to get to the place, saints, to where we recognize it and we understand, because once we understand this concept, things begin to change in the name of Yeshua. Once you understand that, saints, and recognize it, that this is what happens in the name of Yeshua, because the God that we serve is a jealous God, and he will have no other gods before him. We need to recognize that in the name of Yeshua. We need to recognize that in the name of Yeshua, saints. We were in 1 Kings chapter 11, and we were talking about how God had entered into a covenant with Jeroboam as a result of what Solomon did, and recognizing that when God begins to move and God taps a person for an assignment, he gives them an instruction. And Jeroboam was going to be the next king of Israel. We talked about this last week, and I need you to really look at this. I need you to really look at this to see what the scripture declares. And let's go in here real quickly to 1 Kings chapter 11. For those that were not here last week, I want to pick this up and read it again. Then we're going into 1 Kings chapter 12. Where am I going to pick up at? Okay, Lord, we'll go here. God sent a prophet to meet Jeroboam. And it said that in verse 28, that man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him rule over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass that at a time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment. And they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, take thee 10 pieces for you, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I'm going to tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon. I'm going to give 10 tribes to you. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. This is why Israel and Jerusalem are so important to God. It's God's city. Because that they have forsaken me. And God said, I'm doing this because of the idol worship, idolatry, and rebellion and disobedience. He says, because that they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtaroth, the gods of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments as David did his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of the hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his hand, son's hand, and I'm going to give it to you, 10 tribes. And unto his son I will give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen to put my name there. Woo! And God said in verse 37, and I'm going to take you, and you shall reign according to all that your soul desires, and you shall be king over Israel. Man, when God decides to promote somebody, they get promoted. And it shall be, if you will hearken unto all, these are the conditions when God enters into a covenant with you. You hear me say this over and over, and God does not break covenant. Man breaks covenant with God. And God said, it shall be, if you will hearken unto not some, but all that I command you, and will walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with you, and I'm going to build you a sure house, as I built for David, and I will give Israel to you. God said, I'm giving you a whole nation. We serve a God of abundance. He said, I'm going to make you ruler. I'm going to make you king. This is my covenant with you. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. So there's going to be generational consequences, chastisements, as a result of what Solomon did. And Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt under Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. So you heard me say this last week. This is something that I really want to point out. That when God is covenant with you, God says, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And once it is declared in the atmosphere and the enemy gets wind of it, he's going to try to kill it. Spiritually, he will try to kill it. He will do everything that he can to destroy this. Everything that he does, he is going to try to kill it. And that's what many of you are struggling right now, where you have things, you've heard promises, where God has spoken it, and then the enemy has done everything he can. And then we aid in the killing of it or the delay of it through our response and how we respond to it. Jeroboam said, I'm out. I'm going to Egypt. I'm out. Deuces, I'm out. Then when we get to chapter 12, let's go there. And Rehoboam, verse 1, went to Shechem, for all Israel came to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, your father made our yoke grievous, now therefore make thou a grievous service to thy father. Therefore make thou the grievous service to thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we're going to serve you. So now the people are going to go out and set up their own king. This is not the king that God had chosen for them and wanted. But just like folks go and vote for these different folks in the United States. Woo, that's a whole nother message in itself. You get the wrong person in leadership, we in trouble. Our country's in trouble, by the way, right now. Just look at the gas prices, food prices. And it's all based upon policies. But that's a whole nother issue. You know, you don't want me to get on my soapbox. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise me that I may answer this people? You know, when you get in those type of positions, you have advisors. And those advisors help shape the policies and how you're going to govern as a ruler. And if you get the wrong advice, you're in trouble. The policies that will be implemented will impact the whole nation as a whole and can cause blessing or sufferings. You be the judge. And they spake unto him, saying, if you will be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, wisdom, which they had given him, and he consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. Okay. And he spake unto them, saying, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make this yoke which thy father did put upon this lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shall you speak unto this people that spake unto you, saying, thy father made your yoke heavy, but make thou lighter unto us. Thus shall you say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lade you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I'm going to chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day, And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore, the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Hadad the son unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat. You see, there be stuff happening in the spiritual realm that we don't even recognize. That's why you have to be really in tight with the Holy Spirit. And then when stuff begins, say, Lord, okay, Lord, what's going on here? What's going on? Before you begin to pray and engage. Because sometimes we want to say, well, the devil is doing this and the devil is doing that. Sometimes it's not the devil. Sometimes the Lord is orchestrating circumstances and situations that his word would be can be fulfilled. So we have to discern that. And the Holy Spirit will give us that discernment. Scripture says that when the Spirit of truth has come, he's going to guide us into all truth. So we got to be alert. That's why you really got to be dialed in, saints. Because sometimes we can find ourselves fighting against God and fighting against God's will. Then we're in trouble. Okay? A little wisdom. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we an inheritance in the son of Jesse to your tents. O Israel, now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed into their tent. But as for the children of Israel, which dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute, and all Israel stoned him with the stones that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. God said that was going to happen. And it came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was coming in, they sent and called him unto the congregation, and made him king over all Israel. And there was none that followed the house of David but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah the man of God, saying, Speak unto Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, unto all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, You shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearkened therefore to the word of the Lord, and returned to depart according to the word of the Lord. Now, so God said, no, God can bring divine intervention. God can bring divine intervention when he needs to. He said, no, don't do it. Stop. Leave it alone. Then we get to the problem here. Let's dig into this. I've been waiting to get to this. In verse 25, it says, Then Jeroboam built Shechem, then Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now shall the kingdom return to the house of David, if this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Then shall the heart of this people return again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. So the enemy is already working in the heart of Jeroboam. Remember, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal, to kill, and destroy. Look at this. He says, they're going to kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Now, God had given him and told him, look, I'm giving you the kingdom. The kingdom is yours. You good. Me and you, we good. But the enemy twisted his thought process and made him come up with a plan. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. That's the same thing that Aaron said when he made the golden calf. In other words, look to this graven image.
This is where your deliverance comes from. Let me take your sight off the true and the living God, and let me put something before you that is beautiful to behold. This is how people get caught up in looking at that image. And then there's somebody that has what we call authority or credibility. And they said, this is where your deliverance comes from. Your deliverance comes through this. Your deliverance and healing comes from this. Worship this. And recognizing it was a selfish motive on the behalf of Jeroboam. But God had already told him, I'm giving you the kingdom. The kingdom is yours. Just live for me and do it my way. And we're good. But the rebellious sin nature in us and the demonic warfare that takes place behind the scenes pulls the people of God out of the place where God wants them to be. Then they begin to walk in rebellion and disobedience. The enemy sows the seed of doubt, which opens the door for the enemy to come in and to attack and to take the people captive. That's why we have so many people in the body of Christ captive right now. It says, whereupon the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold. Okay, so somebody, his advisors, said, you know what, you got to do something to distract the people. You see, the enemy is a massive diversion. He will put shining, he will put stuff before us to divert our attention from the word of God, from prayer, from praise, from worship. He's very subtle. And we get so blinded that we can't see what he's doing. 2 calves of gold and said to them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, your gods of Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And he set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even under Dan. And he made an house of high places and made priests of the lords of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 9th month, 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel sacrifice unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests, the high priest. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel, 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel. And he offered unto the altar and burnt incense. You see, the enemy diverted their attention. They took their leader, who was supposed to be watching out over them, and they began to follow and do what he wanted them to do. And his motives were selfish, but it was not according to God's plan and God's will. That's why when people began to look to the arm of flesh and to follow men and women and the popular preaching and teaching and all of those things that are not according to God's will, it leads them into a place of idol worship. When we take our eyes off of God's word and God's promises and begin to look to the spirit of the world, we get in trouble with God, and it caused a breach between God. We began to serve those idols. And there is a strong spirit of idol worship and idolatry in the kingdom, in the United States of America, even in the body of Christ, to where the people are forsaking the one and true and living God and have to go on after things that do not please God. They no longer bow down and serve Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, as Lord, but they serve the spirit of the world and the false images and the false idols that have been perpetrated by those who have preached another gospel. These people were in these positions were not even qualified to be priests. But then that's a whole nother message itself. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. Please, that the Spirit of God moves on your blessings. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your families and loved ones, that their hearts be open to hear and to receive the gospel. Know that I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.